What do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the Goddamn It Prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Wednesday, everyone. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. That's 4 seconds long. That's like a burp, burp.
What is that?
I don't know. It just says cartoon, too. This is one of the
Is that a tuba? Like a... mushroom.
I might tighten it up a little.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
However you're listening to us, whether it's streaming on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or if you've downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com, we appreciate fuck-a-tony out of it.
Yay!
We got a couple hours to sling at you here of Republican, conservative, religious right fuckery.
Damn!
Dick watery lunacy.
Oh, yes.
All on full display.
Oh.
The Venn diagram becoming a circle.
Fuck yeah, Pat.
Let's toss some Nazis in there.
Oh, shit, yes. Well, hey.
Stir in some some misogynists, some MRAs, some incels.
What did he say? What did the fascists say? Well, some of them.
Which one?
Some of them.
Which fascist?
Of them are very good people.
Oh, that one.
Did he say that?
Hey, there's very good people on both sides.
Oh, God. Wacko Nazi fuck.
It's going down the tubers.
You know, I remember when I was so fascinated with that clip. I'm like, that's crazy. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard anybody say that's president. Or I think he was campaigning to be president or something.
Right.
He's talking about the New York Times.
Yes.
I don't even, you know... That's nothing.
Let's see. What else have we got? Tweet us during the show at Crab Diving, CRABDIVING. And join our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. And thanks for supporting the show by buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link, when you go to buy some shit at Amazon, we get a little commission. It doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
America's new transvestite army.
Right, you got to fund it.
Yes.
Soros checks ain't coming. I don't know where ours are.
Yeah, man.
If anybody should be getting Soros checks.
I mean, if Soros is paying so many people to be what, crisis actors or Antifa?
All of the above.
All of that,
sure.
Really. Where are the pay stubs? Right? I mean, shouldn't there be some money? He's paying all these people. There must be a paper trail. Where is Antifa's paper trail?
No, cash. Cash. Yeah, yeah. We have Trump on tape saying that, remember?
What?
When Cohen said,
oh my
when
God.
They were talking about how much to pay Stormy.
Pay cash!
And Cohen's like, we'll get that money. And Trump's like, yeah, cash, right? And Cohen's like, no, we got to pay check because we're running. Trump's like, what are you talking about? You got to pay cash. Trump was right.
Why would Cohen say that?
What do you mean?
Shouldn't he know? Is that him throwing
well,
Trump under the bus?
Well, because they were running it through his bullshit shell corporation.
Oh, he was going to make money off of it.
They had to put it on paper somewhere. They had to justify moving that money.
Why didn't they just go to the bank and withdraw 200, what was it? 200,000?
Yeah.
Why didn't they just
something like that
withdraw that money?
140 maybe.
Okay. Why didn't they just withdraw $140,000 and bring it over to Stormy in a truck or something?
Again, they needed to expense it. They needed to show it going somewhere. Otherwise,
what if they
the bank would be like, where did this $140,000, or an audit would say, yes, where did this $140,000 go?
I understand what you're saying, but what I don't understand, I've never had this type of money, so I just don't know. If it's your fucking money, you just can't withdraw it and say, okay, I'm taking $100,000. I have this much money in the bank, in my account, I'm withdrawing it.
Not in big giant type.
Jeez.
When my mom passed and I sold her house, I got a biggie check.
Yeah.
And
did you get that in
when
cash?
I deposited it? Yeah. Bitcoin. When I, oh my God, back then wish I had gotten it in Bitcoin.
That would have been a good idea.
But when I deposited it in my Comipinco bank in Venice, California, I had to just sit and have a little talk and fill out a form. It's like, where did this money come from?
Yeah. Right. Oh, I see. Yes.
I think it was only over like 10,000. Over 10,000, they have to have a chat with you.
God, but then what? Okay, so to me, the most, and this is going to sound crazy, and then, you know, I know you have a plan for the show today, and I'm just skull fucking everything right now. I'm so sorry.
Yes,
man.
I mean, I do, yes.
Why? So Stormy must have settled.
You did miss rehearsal.
I did. Yeah. I did. Can I see the blocking for the second fucking act? Why am I standing? Why am I next to the windmill?
Come up with a reason.
Yeah. Why would I go over there?
No.
Why wouldn't you?
I'm telling you.
Oh, yes. Oh,
actor,
yeah.
Come up with a reason. I don't give a shit.
Act your ass
end
off
up
stage.
In that corner.
You want me to give you a line reading?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Go. Yes. Do it. How would you say it?
I
forgot what I was talking about.
New listeners, we're both actors and have acted for actual money and shit.
But like Stormy, how did they come to that agreement, that number? I mean, he must have negotiated with Stormy Daniels to that point, and then Stormy agreed to it, right?
Stormy story.
And then, okay, so that had to have happened in some way, right?
What?
Like, how did they come to the agreement of that money?
Well, they had to chat.
I mean, was there a negotiation or?
Probably.
Right. And they obviously.
Or they might have just been trying to get ahead of it. And,
right.
And, like they did with, was it McDougal? Was she the one who Pecker? Over at the Inquirer, bought the story and then spiked it.
But like the thing where that's fascinated me, and I know Stormy talks about it in her book, and it's not verified. Or there, I don't know when she was confronted by Trump goons over this.
A Trump goon, allegedly.
Yeah, and her kid was there.
Right.
And well. So what was it? Did that happen before or after?
Long before.
Okay.
I believe.
So why now though? Why would she take, something must have happened to make her, if there was a lot of time in between the thing with the interactions with the thugs in the parking lot and her taking the settlement or just the payoff. Well, why? I wonder why.
He was running for president, and they wanted to get ahead of it.
Maybe they just jacked up the money they were offering her or something, and she was like, yeah, okay. Anyway.
This is a couple days ago. A California court ordered President Donald Trump to pay $44,100 in attorney fees to porn actress Stormy Daniels.
Oh!
To pay for her legal battle over the effort to cancel a hush money deal.
Damn!
Brokered to keep her quiet about their sexual relationship a decade ago.
Okay, time the fuck out. Time out. So now, now we know that Trump is guilty of something, right? Like, that's...
But this hour, of course, yes.
I know, but, like, doesn't that say that, like, that's our president?
You're right.
That's crazy.
And his biggest, favoritest, most drooliest, ball-lickingiest base are the evangelicals.
This is insane.
Who are really, really upset if two people with penises want to have a relationship, or if two women with vaginas.
Okay, I don't know. I think we might be having a sound.
Yeah, I think it's a streaming issue because all of my numbers here.
Oh, right.
Are going okay?
Yes. Okay.
So there may be a streaming issue on our end, on your end.
I have a question,
but that I can't do anything.
Right. Okay. I'm sorry. I have a question though.
Thank you.
Yes, I have a question based on this, and I want you to guess what the question is. But what?
Oh, it's like Jeopardy.
But what if it were Obama?
Oh, that's a question.
What? Well, here's the thing. But what if this was Obama? What if this was Obama?
If Trump fucked Obama?
No. You
know what I mean? And was paying him off?
What if this had happened to Obama? Can you imagine during his presidency if Obama had this moment?
Oh, my God.
Describing,
are you kidding me?
What do you think it would be different? Would it be different?
Yes.
The
Washington squeals heard around the
on
world.
Fire.
Oh my God! Yeah. Bill Clinton. I mean, it was wrong. His relationship with an intern. But had it been just your old plain old affair that didn't involve someone that worked for him,
yes.
Then it's kind of a who cares,
right?
I mean, it's there's a. To some people, people would say character,
yes.
You know, and you know, you shouldn't have to. You should be working during the day, not
right?
Getting a Hummer in the
Well, he was
hallway between.
Now there was one where he was getting a Hummer at his desk while he was talking to the ambassador
What movie was this that you saw?
No. Wasn't it? I don't know. I just thought that was a part of the story too.
Yeah, I don't know. So now Trump has to pay Stormy's legal fees.
Oh, shit.
In addition to whatever that money was. He had to pay, what, 104? Oh, 130, it says.
If
here.
It were President Obama had to pay the legal fees, because, I mean, it's just, this is barely, I mean, we're like, we've been on the show 15 minutes, and we're just now getting to this.
You know, and that was a deep cut from my spreadsheet too.
Yeah,
like way down. It was nowhere near. I just segued because we were talking about her.
People don't give a fuck. This is crazy.
Right.
No one cares. People barely get. I didn't know about this until you just told me. I had no idea this was going on.
Do you have brain freeze?
Yeah. Oh, from the ice cream.
Yeah, I thought we'd do something different. We'd start with ice cream today.
Right.
And then end with Kong.
Right.
She seems kind of placated
start
right
with
now.
With ice cream. End with Kong.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post, the headline there. NBA team boycott over Jacob Blake shooting.
Oh, shit.
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Damn.
Have staged a walkout. Oops. Sorry, Shelby. During Wednesday's NBA playoff game against the Orlando Magic in response to the recent police shooting of a black man in Kenosha, Wisconsin, which has resulted in days of unrest. The Bucks players formalized the decision not to play before tip-off in Orlando.
Right.
The Magic's players reportedly wanted to play, but then returned to the locker room.
Oh, shit. Jeez. This story is fucking horrible, man.
Bucks senior vice president Alex Lazary tweeted, some things are bigger than basketball.
Right.
The stand taken today by the players and org, so that means the organization's behind it.
Yeah.
Shows that we're fed up. Enough is enough. Change needs to happen. I'm incredibly proud of our guys, and we stand 100% behind our players, ready to assist and bring about real change.
Right. Jeez. Did you see the... God, there's a Vice article about this kid, and oh my God, I am getting this mixed up with the fucking thing in Kenosha right now.
Oh, that's different. God, yeah. So we'll get to stupid. That one.
God.
I'm a moron.
So there you go. That's the headline over at the HuffPo. The Milwaukee, yeah. Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks have boycotted one of the playoffs game.
You know, it's so fucked up that there's so much. I don't know. I just got it mixed up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Who can tell?
I mean,
Drudge Report. Yeah. I remember what they're talking. The headline says monster.
Okay.
And they're talking about Hurricane Laura.
Yay.
Heading toward Texas and Louisiana. Now they're saying it may be the question mark category 5 at landfall question mark.
Holy fuck. I thought it said 4.
Well, it is 4.
Oh my God.
Now they're saying 5.
Oh my God.
Laura That's... explodes into a Category 4 hurricane, packing 145 mile an hour winds.
You gotta leave for a 5, man. Oh fuck!
It says the outer bands began hitting the Gulf Coast this afternoon. Not us, fortunately. It's farther west than us. Unfortunate for them.
Yep.
The hundreds of thousands have already fled. Evacuation orders in areas.
Yeah.
Experts are warning a potentially devastating storm surge, hellacious winds topping 145 miles an hour. The storm continued to intensify today after exploding into the first major hurricane of the 2020 Atlantic season. Congrats, everybody!
Okay.
Number one's going to be a biggie.
Hold on a second.
Kind of what they predicted. They said, you know, they're going to be biggier and baddier this year.
It is September right now.
Sure.
Then October, and then that's it, right?
Parts of November, right?
Okay. No. Not all of October. All of October, usually?
I don't know.
Probably now. Probably now, though. You know, with climate change.
Yeah.
Fuck. God damn it.
Shelby?
But, do we still have coronavirus? Do we still have coronavirus?
Who are we asking?
Us here in the South.
Yes, we really.
In the South. There's still coronavirus really in Texas.
Right. Shut up.
In Louisiana.
Silence. S'il vous plaît.
Name!
Yeah, the COVID's still rocking.
Okay.
Everybody, it's heading towards the Houston-y.
Yes.
Area.
God damn, it's like. That's crazy.
Between Houston and Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right.
Catastrophic storm surge 20 feet.
Holy fucking shit, possible. Man. That's
isolated tornadoes. That's once it hits landfall.
Oh, perfect.
Coastal flooding, flash flooding, structural damage, dangerous waves, rip currents.
Hi, Jesus. Are you doing anything lately? Are you doing anything up there? What are you doing up there, fucking interns?
God, they've got this weird, like, impact map of after it hits landfall.
Impact map.
Travels northward, through Louisiana.
Oh, God.
Into Arkansas, they think.
Right.
But, like, almost the entire north to south length of Louisiana is a cone of high damage, high risk to lives and property.
Holy fuck.
At the coast, it looks like slightly east of the border between Louisiana and Texas is the red area where they're predicting catastrophic risk to lives and property. And then a bigger bubble above that where it's an extreme risk.
Boy.
Risk. And then a big one that says high risk. God. So this is a scary one.
What happened, Earth? You were so fun for so long.
Earth is mad.
Why? What happened? What have we done?
Because we keep fracking it.
No. Oh, yeah, we do that. I'm sorry. Our president, like, does
and there's
any
an island of plastic floating over in the Pacific.
That is not our fault. Wait, that is our fault. That's ours. I'm sorry. That is our fault.
So those are your headlines.
You know, I swear to God, and maybe I was hallucinating, but I thought I heard the president like campaigning on like pro fracking.
Oh yeah, he's totally pro fracking.
Really? Like
he says, if you like Joe Biden, he's going to stop fracking. Like that's a bad thing.
Yeah, that's good. That's crazy. Okay.
Let's see. I'm just checking the headlines right now. Tweet us during the show, everybody, at Crab Diving. CRABDIVING. Up to the date, up to the moment headlines.
God damn it.
While we're live.
Right.
We've got, Kenosha.
Right.
Kenosha, Wisconsin.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah. We have a gun battle occurred. Depending on what kind of website you're on, you're going to get two different accounts of what happened.
What do you mean, like?
Well, according to, let's say, your Breitbartian, right-wingy, Fox Newsy types.
Okay, like white supremacy stuff.
A brave patriot was protecting another brave patriot's local business. Defending himself.
Yeah.
And was attacked by the rampaging rioters. You can tell the difference in language because some people will say a protester was shot and killed. Right, others will say rioters were shot.
Well, that tends to fall upon the lines of racist or not racist people.
Possibly.
I'm just saying, I don't mean to virtue signal. Sorry.
We have this is Associated Press.
Yes.
So, you know, kind of neutrally.
Okay.
A white 17-year-old police admirer.
Oh, my God.
He's got Blue Lives Matter shit all over his Facebook
page. Oh, God. How gross.
Was arrested Wednesday after two people were shot to death during a third straight night of protests in Kenosha over the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Kyle Rittenhouse of Antioch, Illinois. So this kid hopped the border.
Yeah.
Illegally open carried.
Right.
Because you got to be 18 in Wisconsin, I believe.
But after 18, bring your gun to the Butterfest or something. Why are we so fucking crazy? I mean, listen,
don't diss the Packwaukee Butterfest. I played there twice.
To me, the crazy thing is that
the quiet keyboardist.
Right. Well, that's cool. What did you play, keyboard or organ?
It depended on the song. It was I mean, I didn't haul around a grand piano to the middle of some park in Packwaukee, Wisconsin. Two people were killed, a third wounded in an attack apparently carried out by a young white man who was caught on cell phone video opening fire into the middle of the street with a semi-automatic rifle. I just killed somebody, the gunman could be heard saying at one point during the rampage that erupted before midnight. Then he walked over to you can see the video. He walks over to the cops and the cops are like, get away, get out of here, go away.
God, dude.
He's like, I just shot somebody. Get out of here, go away.
I read a thing in Vice where at one point in the evening, the cops can be seen. Oh, really? Is that true?
I mean, there's a video of them giving him water. I mean, and they're like, you know, hey, we like what you guys do. And then I've got another video here of the aftermath. And I don't know, you know, take this for what it's worth. Anyway, so this guy, I'm jumping the gun here. No pun intended.
Yes.
So the video shows, I guess the story is this guy shot somebody in an altercation who got shot in the head.
Oh, okay.
And then as he was trying to flee the scene, a bunch of people started following him yelling, hey, stop him. He just killed somebody. And then you can see the video and they're like, what? And people are starting to move up to him.
Yeah.
And then I don't want to watch the video again, but I think he either trips or somebody trips him. He goes down, then they kind of start to surround him, and then he just starts shooting and pointing it at people that are like right next to him and pulling the trigger. Then he stands up, people start backing up. He stands up and just starts going bang, 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 spraying bullets.
This is the kind of shit you're worried about.
Oh, right.
You know, and God. What a fucking nightmare.
So, yeah, I think they're not releasing his name, but I believe everyone's identifying him as Kyle Rittenhouse, 17. Police, it says here, apparently, let me back up. The dead were identified as 26-year-old, as a 26-year-old Silver Lake, Wisconsin resident. Oh, I hung out in Silver Lake. And a 36-year-old from Kenosha.
Kenosha.
The wounded person, a 36-year-old from West Allis, was expected to survive. I saw, be careful what you click on. There is some gruesome ass footage out there.
Yeah.
That I saw.
Of what?
Of the immediate aftermath of that guy who got his arm. They're like, his arm got shot. And you think, oh, biggie. There's close-up footage of half of his arm is missing, blown away. It looks like some giant animal just took half of his arm off, like right at the elbow.
I mean,
it's gone.
This it's
blown
is,
away.
Why does our government allow people to have these fucking guns? Why should this even happen? This is the fucking most insane shit ever. God, we fucking suck.
One protester said, we were all chanting Black Lives Matter at the gas station. Then we heard boom, boom, boom. I told my friend, that's not fireworks.
God.
And then this guy with a huge gun runs by us in the middle of the street. And people are yelling, he shot someone. He shot someone. Everyone's trying to fight the guy, chasing him. And then he started shooting again.
This is Trump's base. This is who they are. These little fucking wacko goddamn little racists. These wacko racists with like a gun fetish. Sit around all day jacking off to Alex Jones or some bullshit.
According to witness accounts and video, police apparently let the gunman walk past them and leave the scene with the rifle over his shoulder and his hands in the air as members of the crowd were yelling for him to be arrested because he had shot people.
Are you kidding? Gosh. Yes.
The sheriff, David Beth, is his name, said it was a chaotic, high-stress situation with screaming, chanting, nonstop radio traffic, people running all over the place.
Is he trying to explain why that guy wasn't immediately seen?
Yeah. It's very confusing.
Hey, that's the bad guy, right? I'm not even a fucking cop. Is it confusing to you who the bad guy is? Is it confusing in this story?
Well, not if people are yelling and pointing at him saying he just shot somebody. He just killed somebody.
He has a gun, right?
Yeah, and that's another thing. The gun is over his shoulder and he doesn't have it secured and it starts falling around like his front as he's trying to walk. One point, he like reaches back and grabs it. And if he were black,
oh, he'd be dead. He would be dead.
The cops in the cars that were yelling at him to get out of the way, go away, would have opened fire because he was reaching for his gun.
But
Lily White Boy in a green t-shirt walking.
When did he
boy, get literally 17 years old.
You know, when did he get arrested?
Later. Like today.
Like, what do you mean later? Like,
he got home. He went home.
He went all the way home?
Sure. I believe so, yeah.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to understand how the cops work in Wisconsin. A guy with an insane gun.
Let me help you. Yeah.
Sorry, dude. Maybe I'm a little naive, a little fuckface. That looks like a gun people shouldn't be allowed to motherfucking buy.
Right.
That gun is a weapon of fucking war, and he's firing this shit into a crowd and he goes home.
Sure.
What? But he goes home with the gun, right?
Yeah, sure. He probably cleaned it when he got home.
He goes home with the gun.
Rounds.
Well, hey, Wisconsin cops, thank you so fucking much for protecting us from lunatics. You just let a lunatic that used his gun in front of you walk away with the gun with more bullets.
So far, he's been assigned a public defender for a hearing Friday on his transfer to Wisconsin. So they've got to extradite him. They caught him in Illinois. Public Defender's Office has no comment. Under Wisconsin law, anyone 17 or older is treated as an adult. So,
oh shit,
he will be in the adult system.
Right.
Much of his, it says here on the AP, much of his Facebook page is devoted to praising law enforcement.
Oh, okay.
With references to Blue Lives Matter, a movement that supports police. He can also be seen in pictures holding his assault rifle.
Oh shit.
Other Matt. Photographs,
yes,
include those of.
Sorry, the dog is being insane right now, and it's actually kind of hilarious. She's what is she doing?
I don't know. She's scratching the rug at one point.
Yeah, this is nothing. All of, there's nothing. You're not going to get anything out of that. You know what I mean?
In one photograph posted by his mother on Facebook. He's wearing what appears to be a blue law enforcement uniform as well as the kind of brimmed hat state troopers wear. So he's warping.
I saw that. Did you see the, if you click on that picture, you can see the organization. It's like the Young Cadets of America.
Oh, nice.
Some bullshit like that.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Very creepy.
They had a name for that in Germany too.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Sure.
The sheriff told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that militia members or armed vigilantes had been patrolling Kenosha streets in recent nights, but he didn't know if the gunman was among them. However, video taken before the shooting shows police tossing bottled water from an armored vehicle to what appear to be armed civilians walking the streets. One of them appears to be the gunman.
Damn.
We appreciate you being here, one officer is heard saying to a group.
Okay, I'm going to say we need to revisit some training, right?
I am.
This is the bad guy.
And then who interviews him before he kills people but the Daily Caller? So there's a video of him. Yeah. There's before the shooting, conservative website The Daily Caller conducted a video interview with the suspect in front of a boarded up business. He said, so people are getting injured and our job is to protect this business. Part of my job is also to help people. Oh, bang up job.
Oh, yes. No pun intended.
If there is somebody hurt, I'm running into harm's way. That's why I have my rifle, because I can protect myself, obviously. But I also have my med kit.
My what?
Med kit.
So he's a medic?
He was going to help.
So he's a medic.
When the evil Antifa go after the poor beleaguered business people and the white folk.
So he's a medic. That, you know, gee, there's a lot to unpack here, Pat, but I think, you know, what, he's a medic? I mean, there's...
No, he says he had his med kit.
Oh, he had his medical kit there.
Yeah.
For what reason? In case...
Well, because he's there, you know, he wants to... If someone's hurt, I'm running into harm's way. So he's gonna drag out the wounded.
So is he in an organized little group of fuckers or something?
He was with a group. What level of organization? We don't know yet.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Yeah, I mean,
this guy says Sam Dirks from Milwaukee, 22. Says he saw the gunman earlier in the evening and he was yelling at some of the protesters.
Oh,
he was definitely very agitated. He was pacing around, just pointing his gun in general, not necessarily at anyone specifically. Yeah. Don't let 17-year-olds take weapons of war out on the streets.
Yeah. And it especially
radicalized.
Right.
17-year-olds.
You took the words right out of my fucking mouth. My God. This is the Trump nightmare that we've all been speaking about. A bunch of these fuckheads take their guns and start shooting people. Like, he's in a group, dude. He's in a group of people that, let's say, a tiny little fuck army.
Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, who's black, said in an interview that the news program, he talked to Democracy Now, he said the shootings are not surprising. How many times across this country do you see armed gunmen protesting, walking into state capitals, and everybody just thinks it's okay? People treat that like it's some kind of normal activity, that people are walking around with assault rifles.
It's, yeah. Why? It's like the right owns them or something. Mm-hmm. Like, why are those gun people allowed to take over a government building?
In Wisconsin, it is legal for people 18 and over to openly carry a gun with no license required.
Okay, great. Maybe look into that. Maybe look into that.
Witness accounts video indicates the shooting took place in two stages. The gunman first shot someone at a car lot, then jogged away, fell in the street, opened fire again as members of the crowd closed in on him.
Oh, my God.
A witness said that when the gunman stumbled, two people jumped onto him. There was a struggle for control of the rifle. At that point during the struggle, he began to fire multiple rounds, and that dispersed people near him.
Oh, my God. God,
one
somebody
permanently was dispersed.
Yeah. Right, right. And he was not shot to death, this guy. The 17-year-old wasn't shot to death, right?
No, no.
He was taken alive.
Yeah.
And is he white? I'm just asking
sure.
the question.
Yeah, really white.
Okay.
Let's see. Then they talk about the killing of Jacob Blake, or the shooting of Jacob Blake, that was why this the protests are going. So
ahead.
So there you go. 17 years old.
Jeez.
Cop lover.
I mean, it was at that age, he legally couldn't be there with that gun, right?
I believe so.
Why wouldn't a policeman say, geez, look at that insane looking gun over there. And this kid, you know, I don't know.
It's a very confusing situation, Ryan.
I'm not sure if this kid.
Look at all those brown people that are morphing into demons on the streets of Wisconsin. What are we going to do?
Am I not? I mean, that is if you saw that gun in public, you would notice it. You would notice it.
Yes.
So and a cop would even notice it. In fact, a cop should be expected to have noticed it. And you'd see the kid, and you'd be like, maybe I should see if that kid's old enough to have that fucking gun. And you ask his,
or hey, nephew, how you doing, little brother?
There's that too. Okay. Thank you for being here, by the way. Can I offer you a water?
Well, and then we have this, which, you know, I don't know, unverified, but appears to be, you know, I mean, if this is staged and fake, these guys are really good at it. This came out really shortly afterwards, right after in the aftermath of the shooting.
Yes.
And there's a guy who may be a protester is out on the street, and he was talking to people, and one of them is one of these white guys in fatigues.
Oh,
one
okay.
of these one of these guys. And he
scary
seems like he's a little freaked out by what happened.
Right.
But listen to what he says. Again, you know, this is on the internet.
Right. And is this, which guy is this?
This is allegedly some other Boogaloo guy.
Okay.
Or something. Or, right. or Proud Boy or something.
Oh, my God.
Who was there.
Great.
Talking to some other people in the craziness of what had just happened.
Yeah.
But he seems like he's a little freaked out.
Right.
The white guy in with the assault weapon.
Yeah.
Trap this goddamn bullshit business in, I get it. But you left the city open.
Well, you know what the cops told us today? They were like, we're gonna push them down by you because you can deal with them.
He said, you know what the cops told us today? We're gonna push them down by you because you can deal with them.
What?
And there's other reports of that the police were basically saying, hey, we're going to push them down by where the armed citizens are and let them start taking care of these guys.
That is, that's illegal. That should be illegal. That's crazy.
That's what this guy is saying. And
what is that?
You know, he's a big fat young white guy with a tactical vest on, carrying his AR.
So they're encouraging people to,
according to this guy,
violently interact with the protesters or to shoot at them. They want people to shoot at the protesters.
One tweet said the cops wanted this to happen. In live streams, you can see where there was a group of guys with guns defending businesses. One of them said that when the cops came past, they told them that they were going to push the protesters back towards them and would leave because the white boys with guns could handle them.
Yeah.
Cops left it to these random guys. One of them got scared and shot people.
Right.
Police could have let people peacefully protest at the park instead of protecting the courthouse for what? You still think they're trying to protect us? Is the, you know,
yeah,
the question.
Yeah.
So the question.
Gosh.
So,
holy shit.
So here, yeah, listen to this guy. I mean,
they were like, we're going to push them down by you because you can deal with them. And then we're going to leave.
See?
And then as soon as they said
the
that.
The second the shots fired, I had to tell like six people it wasn't fucking you guys.
Yeah. So like we fucking, as soon as they said that bullshit to us, people hurt. Oh, you're hurting me.
So there you
go. What the fuck? What? I mean.
They said, we're going to push them down by you and you can deal with them. And then the cops left.
Okay. So a law enforcement officer is trying to get private citizens to kill each other?
I mean, what apparently.
Is that a crime? I mean, that's a crime.
Well, that's right? A tactic. That wasn't just one law enforcement officer. These are.
Yeah.
The police had to retreat.
That's not a crime, though.
Groups of police had to herd the protesters to these
this
guys then.
Must be.
If this is true.
I don't know what this is. This sounds illegal as fuck. Obviously, this has to be illegal. I mean, we have crazy laws in this country when it comes to guns and shit. But like, this seems like bullshit. I mean, wanting private citizens to, I mean, don't they want to do their fucking job?
Who?
I mean, these cops. I mean, don't they feel a response?
Define their job.
To protect people?
No, to protect business, to protect property.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what they think these people are going to do. These lunatics are going to protect property.
Yeah, there's pictures of them or a video I saw of. There was a herd of them. Oh God, I forget what the term was. Somebody said, "Here's the rare roof whitey or something like that." But it was a bunch of these guys, white assholes with long guns.
Yeah,
on top of a car dealership that was all boarded up. But they were all walking on top the perimeter of it.
Yeah.
Threatening, quote, you loot, we shoot.
Good God.
You loot, we shoot.
Great. What a wonderful system we have. Didn't we? God, I remember a crab diving offline conversation.
Crab diving offline.
Yeah. Walking the intern on a leash.
She's a dog.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
okay.
Some creepy. Well, what are they doing that intern over there? We're gonna get swatted.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
My son conservative. They said on their radio show they got an intern tied up.
They don't listen to our show. Those people out there do not listen to our show.
Here?
If they listen to our show, I don't want them to know it's us.
They hate listening, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm fine if they listen. I don't want to know. I don't want them to know who we are.
I saw two Black Lives Matter signs front of houses out on the on the dog walk today.
Oh, that's great.
I took a picture of one. I forgot to send it to you. I'll send it to
you. Okay.
I was like, hey, take a look at this. I'm glad I didn't get shot or something. I was like, look at this. I'm taking
you know,
a picture.
The crazy thing is the local politics here. What's the deal with there's Timmons? What's his name? The guy.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah.
It's these two brothers running against each other to be.
Well, that has to be settled. The
not commissioner, but their
like water commissioner.
The non QAnon person, I think, won.
Yeah, the local primaries are done with.
But these two brothers are running against each other, and one is one was the incumbent, and the other one is a QAnoner.
QAnon, yeah, and black.
Yeah,
incredibly.
You think your politics are interesting?
Black QAnoner, yeah,
yeah.
So that's what's going on in Wisconsin,
right?
My second home state,
right? Yes, just a guy, a minor with a guy that shouldn't have had a. I mean, that gun looks insane. An insane looking gun.
Yeah,
he shouldn't have had that gun there. But the cops give him water and are friendly to him.
And we have stories from other cities and other states, the same bullshit, where the cops are sympathetic. Wasn't there one in Seattle where there's a video of the cop going up to the guys, the Proud Boys, And he's saying, look, I'm just telling you guys that we're going to be sweeping through here.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know, in like a half hour. So
put
you guys
your
don't
swords
get,
away.
You guys don't want to get caught up in it. Did not tell that to the protester.
Wow.
Told that to the Proud Boys that were out.
That's almost, you would almost call that coordination.
Right.
I mean, but the kid went home.
Sure. Yeah.
He went home. He shot a fuck. He shot people.
He murdered someone.
He
had his hands up and walked up to the side of a police car to give himself up. And they yelled at him to get the fuck out. Get the fuck out of the way. Get the fuck out of here.
God. You know what that's called? That's called a Mike Flynn.
Well, and white privilege.
Oh, yes.
Supreme white privilege.
Right.
Again,
right.
Put that AR in the hands of a black man.
Oh, please.
And he would have been mowed down.
This guy went home.
Yeah.
This guy went fucking home.
Let's see. We've got,
I'm sorry. A comedian friend of mine said, something. He said the kid should have waited a couple of years and he could have got hired on at the police department and done the same thing and gotten a pension, you know, vacation.
We knew that, that the dude that draws the comic strip Dilbert,
yes,
is kind of a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But he now has proven how completely batshit he really is.
Okay.
Scott Adams is his name.
Yay!
The creator of the Dilbert comic strip.
Right.
It says here, popular pro-Trump commentator online. Here he is online.
Right. You know, should I credit the comic that said that back 4 minutes ago in the show? Orlando Bishop said the line about,
there you go.
I just feel like.
Shout out to Orlando.
Very funny. Funny comedian.
So I guess he's just broadcasting, I don't know, from his pad.
Yes.
Here is Scott Adams, Dilbert creator.
Okay.
Lunatic.
Right.
At one point.
This guy does Dilbert. This blows my mind.
Right.
Okay. Dilbert just made me clever. Fucking
yeah,
laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
you know.
Now, here's something that's caught my attention, and I can't release on it. As you know, I'm not a believer in any kind of religious anything, but I can't help.
But I'm not a believer in any kind of religious anything, but.
Does he sound crazy?
Oh, well.
And I can't release on it. As you know, I'm not a believer in any kind of religious anything. But I can't help noticing how many satanic coincidences there are with the Joe Biden campaign.
What's your satanic coincidence rate? What is it?
I can't help but notice. Now, I don't believe in anything religious, but satanic stuff I totes believe in.
Can you not? Hey, Dilbert Wacko, listen to me. Can you not see you making a joke about this?
What do you mean?
In his cartoon or something. I mean, he's saying this
seriously. I mean, I guess. I don't...
But he's saying this seriously. Like he's saying, he's actually putting it out there that there's seriously lots of satanic coincidence.
I love Satan, and I'm going to suck you dry, and I'm going to torture you to death.
God, you are crazy.
In the Joe Biden campaign.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they just have to be mentioned. Now, again, I'm not a believer.
Now, and then he goes, again, not a believer, but these satanic coincidences just have to be mentioned.
Are we about to get a list?
Oh, yeah, this goes on for 8 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing.
Well, I want to hear some.
But it's becoming a weird coincidence of how many things look satanic. For example, Joe Biden is in favor of what he said, bringing the light to the darkness.
That's satanic?
Okay.
Wait, that is satanic. The act
I'm sure he's about to explain to us.
Okay.
Now,
turning on
most of us interpreted light as being good and the darkness metaphor being bad.
Also, when you bring light to somewhere, the darkness goes away. Is satanic.
Well, we'll see.
What he said, bringing the light to the darkness. And what is happening as he's speaking? As he's speaking and saying, I will bring the light to the darkness, cities are actually on fire. California.
Oh, there it is.
What?
He's bringing the light. He's burning everything down at night is what he's encouraging, I guess.
You are a wacko.
Oh, my God.
You are a wacko. This guy, somehow...
Rich as fuck.
He draws cartoons that...
And made a whole lot of money drawing those cartoons.
This guy draws funny little cartoons.
Yes.
He's the guy that draws funny little motherfucking cartoons.
Right. Maybe the ink fumes got to him. I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
These are actually on fire. California is on fire. I'm in Arizona, and I'm watching the entire valley is full of smoke because some part of the Phoenix area is on fire.
Yeah, wildfires caused by and exacerbated by global warming.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So if you were Satan...
Who doesn't exist? Because if you don't believe in religion, you don't believe in Satan. That's like one of the stupidest religious fuck tropes of religious people of
okay.
Think of atheists.
Role
You're
play.
An atheist. Oh, you say you love Satan. No, I don't believe in the bad guy from your book either. I don't believe in Voldemort any more than I believe in Harry Potter.
It doesn't, it really is, it is an argument seen through the eyes of a fucking child. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
so stupid.
Like a,
and listen to how rational he thinks he is.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you know, I'm not religious and I'm not.
Damn. Doesn't he sound like one of these guys
that Satan. Should be,
you know, those spoken word albums that used to come out in the 70s and shit?
Yeah, like, Shatner, man.
Yeah. God.
Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Satan. Yes.
Because some part of the Phoenix area is on fire. So if you were Satan, wouldn't you expect that Satan would speak in terms which are true but misleading?
Okay. Yeah.
He illustrates Dilbert and like writes the words with them.
Sure, right, okay. Right. I mean, I guess. I don't know what kind of... Sometimes these cartoonists, after years and years, they hire staff to start drawing shit and coming up with jokes for them, and then they okay it.
Jeez, the staff is like...
Or he may, I don't know. Yeah. Some of them still draw their own cartoons.
He's like, did you know that he's a fucking Nazi, man?
Well, they know.
In terms which are true but misleading, meaning he will bring you the light... But there's a catch. It's fire, and it's burning your stuff. That's exactly what Satan would say if Satan existed. Now, I'm not saying that Joe Biden is possessed by Satan. I'm just saying it would look exactly like this.
I'm not saying that Joe Biden is Satan. But, you know, if Satan were possessing Joe Biden, this is kind of what it would look like. You know, California is on fire, and Joe Biden said, I'm bringing the light. Get it? Get it? Totally makes sense to everybody, right? Has to be said. It needs
this
to be said.
Bananas.
This is someone who needs help.
God, I yeah.
Like mental
yeah.
help, not adulation.
Listen.
From right-wing fappers who are out there saying, oh, yeah, oh, my God.
Does
he's right.
Right. Does creator of Dilbert own weapons?
Undoubtedly.
Oh, God damn.
Now, are there any other clues?
Oh, God. Well, Jesus.
How many
Christ.
People or entity?
Oh, do tell.
I know, right?
Oh, yes.
You are bananas, dude. Somebody needs to sit him down. If, like, if you're related to this guy, you say, hey, listen, come on.
Oh, he fights with people on Twitter all the time where he comes out with just dickbaggery and decent people challenge him on it. And
He needs
He's just
to
a pond scum.
Chill the fuck out, motherfucker. God, you
go draw. Go draw that manager with the weird pointy hair that sticks out from the sides and shit.
Jesus Christ! I mean, now I'm gonna go back. Did I like Dilbert? Was Dilbert good, or do I just remember?
Are you hating Dilbert? And
you know what I like? Do you ever read Herman?
Comic strip?
Yeah. Herman, the so funny. I don't know if I remember. It's like Dilbert, I guess, except. You know, the guy drawing is not a Nazi, but actually, I'm just assuming he's not. I don't know why. Are all cartoonists Nazis? That's
no.
Not, okay, that's not the truth. Just this guy.
Exactly like this. Now, are there any other clues? Well, how many people or entities do you know who prefer to live underground?
Oh, come on! He's not literally underground. He's at his house in Delaware, his nice outside that has windows
this
and
character,
shit. He's not. So
if
he literally thinks Joe Biden is in his basement because he broadcasts.
If I came to you and I said, listen, you wanted me to create a character for this person. This is so-and-so's boyfriend. This is what he does. He draws.
He's a cartoonist.
He's also a Nazi.
He's a fucking moron.
He's a right-wing job. He's crazy, though. Do you think he's crazy?
Well, obviously. Yeah. He thinks Joe Biden is literally in a basement somewhere, living underground in some hole.
Well, I mean, everyone is kind of staying in more these days, aren't they? Right? I mean,
well, yeah.
We are in a pandemic, Dilbert. Does your character understand that there's a pandemic? Now I want to look through Dilbert and see, like, there must be subtle, like, weird references. Is he QAnon?
I would think probably.
You would think? I thought you could say, you would think probably not.
No.
But you would think probably.
What entities do you know who prefer?
He's telling us Joe Biden is satanic, but he doesn't believe. Why would you think he's not into QAnon?
You're right. God, Mr. Dilbert, you are fucking bonkers, man.
How many people or entities do you know who prefer to live underground?
What?
I can think of Satan.
Satan doesn't live underground.
Yes, he does.
What, 4-year-olds think that Satan lives underground?
He's got a pitchfork.
Who are you?
He's a wacko. He's a wacko, man. He needs to chill out.
I personally never look up at the clouds because I'm worried I'll glance up an angel's skirt.
This guy needs to lay off the caffeine or something. He's just keto.
Living in hell. And who would be another person who prefers to live underground? Could it be basement-dwelling Biden?
Oh!
Bugs Bunny?
He sounds like, you remember the church lady? Satan!
Oh, right.
Is it maybe Satan? I bet he liked that when he was a kid or whatever. He
prefers to live underground. Could it be basement-dwelling Biden?
See,
I only know two people who are famous for living underground. Can you think of even a third one?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I mean, is he trying to be funny throughout this thing? And he's incapable of, like, being funny in real time. He can only put it down in 4 blocks of cartoon drawings.
People live underground.
Well, the basement is not. Biden's not living in a basement.
But
anywhere.
People do.
He has a very large house in Delaware.
Animals burrow under the ground and live there.
Yeah.
Prairie dogs, don't they? Don't they live there in there was a show about animals there. Meerkats live underground.
They do.
I can't think of any snakes.
Sure.
Well, that's
bugs.
A reptile. Or
all kinds of shit. Ants. Yeah.
Right. That's an insect.
No, I don't think so. Okay. So, but that could be a coincidence, right? I mean, you know, there are coincidences. So if there was anything to this satanic thing, you would see lots of little hints. Because don't they say that Satan, his biggest trick is telling you he doesn't exist?
No, his biggest trick is like, shooting lava thunderbolts from his dick.
If Satan appeared and told me he doesn't exist,
Your best trick is appearing in a ball of fire.
He may be lying.
So far, though. I mean,
so far, there's been no existence.
And again,
he's not telling us.
If Satan
nobody
existed,
told me he doesn't exist.
If Satan existed, there's no way you would say, you know, the most impressive thing Satan does is he makes me feel like he's not there.
Right, right.
Satan would be, right. It's just some wild shit.
Like your friends. They're not there.
Yeah.
His biggest trick is telling you he doesn't exist. So he would be hiding in plain sight. Okay. But there would be lots of clues if you were not blinded by the satanic influences.
Oh, that's us.
Satanic what?
We're blinded by the satanic influences that we don't see.
Right.
We don't see all the clues.
Oh, influencers like Instagram influencers and TikTok influencers.
Influences. I don't think he said influencers.
Okay, I'm sorry. Satanic influencers. I was
Claudia
just trying
Conway,
to think.
Claudia Conway, maybe. Oh, yes. A minion of Satan.
Yeah, you know what?
And Aunt Becky's daughter.
Is there an update to the Claudia Conway story?
No.
Okay.
I'll play a couple more seconds of this because this goes on
right
for five more minutes.
Guys.
For example, what is Joe Biden's slogan? Build back better. Build back better.
Where's he going with this?
Ooh, I don't know.
I mean, is this who knows?
Beelzebub. I know.
This guy is this guy does Dilbert.
Build back better.
Is this still the Dilbert guy?
This is the Dilbert guy.
Dilbert guy. Dilbert guy.
Build back better. Build back better. BBB. If you were going to imagine 666, and you wanted to show it to people and disguise it at the same time. Can you think of any letter that the numeral 6 would fit inside completely?
You know, I.
Well, he may be converting me now.
You know, Dilbert's manager.
Oh, my. God.
Whoever manages Mr. Dilbert should have thought, you fucked up, dude. You should have just kept this guy literally in Satan's basement dungeon, you know, and then let him out to draw this fucking thing and then shove him back in his little cage and not let him talk to anyone because he's a horrifying Nazi. God. I mean, Jesus Christ.
So the Better Business
God!
Bureau,
yeah.
Obviously another minion of Satan.
Yes.
That the numeral 6 would fit inside completely. Only capital B. Capital B is the only letter that you could put a 6 on the
inside. Why don't you make it a small B and it looks like a 6?
I don't know.
Like the old time, calculators where it's
that's
the squared up numbers.
Well, it knows what digitally was meant. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Only letter.
You know what this sounds
put
like?
A six up.
I'm sorry. This guy, what I feel like that the visual is kind of Saw like. Did you ever see Saw? You know the movie Saw?
Oh. Yeah.
It seems like this guy is about to cut somebody up that he's chained in the
bathtub.
Have
you seen the visual?
No.
It's a little prophetic. You see what he looks like?
Oh, my God.
He looks like he's in a nice pad, though, but...
Oh, yeah. Dilbert has a nice house.
Dilbert has a nice house.
God, that's what that guy looks like.
On the inside of it, and it would be concealed. If you put a 6 over... the number 1.
He's explaining to us.
Let me tell you something.
He's explaining to us why.
Yeah.
B looks like a 6.
Hey, Dilbert, dude. Mr. Dilbert. What's his name?
Scott Adams.
Scott, Mr. Adams. I got to tell you something. If I was casting a movie that involved a serial killer and you came in to the room and did your thing and brought that voice and that vibe.
Yeah, he's rocking the shaved head thing.
I would champion you for the role. I would fight for you. I would fight for you to get the fucking part because you are a creepy ass motherfucker. This is Dilbert guy.
You know, if you're trying to hide the number 6 in a number, what number would you put? Put a capital B.
What's the guy that does Farside? He didn't die, right?
Correct. He did not die. And he may be coming back with more.
Is what's his name? Gary what?
Gary Larson.
Gary Larson.
I believe.
He's not a fucking Nazi, right? I mean.
I hope not.
Jesus Christ.
Boneless Chicken Ranch is still one of the
what about
few Horton? Cartoons that made me cry laughing. Yeah.
What's that? You know what it could be? Because Vikings, that Viking has that whole white supremacy vibe, right? Like sometimes. What's that, Horton? Hagar.
Horton Hears a Who. Hagar the Horton Horrible. Hears yeah.
It's about a racist Viking.
The number one. You'd say, hey, why'd you write a six over the number one? It would be obvious.
God.
But you could hide a six in a capital B. Could be a coincidence.
Hmm.
How about...
That could be a coincidence.
You could hide a six in a capital B.
These people are crazy.
Is he saying...
They're just insane.
He's talking about, like, how to decode hidden messages and shit, man. This guy is fucked up. Like, you know...
Well, yeah.
He needs someone looking after him to make sure he doesn't do anything bad to anyone. Very yes. creepy. You can hide the letter B in a six.
Oh, God. He retweeted. I'm on his Twitter. He retweeted Michelle Malkin recently. He's crazy.
I bet he's
He
got...
retweeted Acting Deputy Secretary Ken Cuccinelli.
Hey, the cooch.
Cooch.
Right. Does he have a... Does he have chloroform on reorder on Amazon? Or
3 hours ago, Deep State is prepping for coup version 2.0 because it is increasingly obvious that Biden can't win.
You know the great thing? Yeah, yeah. Dilbert guy probably has a shit ton of guns, right?
Oh, yeah. God.
That's a great thing about these right-wing nut jobs. Like, the great thing is it was not great. I'm being sarcastic, but like they have these... They can be racist or whatever. They're into Jesus to the point where they hate gay people, but they also have guns.
So there we go.
Yes. Boy.
Scott Larson. Scott Adams. Scott Larson.
My friend Scott. Yeah, that's friend, a Scott.
Hi, Scott. How's it going, man?
Sorry.
Say hi to the wife and kids. Sorry to drop you in this.
No. It has nothing to do with this.
He has nothing to do with this. Gary Larson is...
Gary Larson is also a great guy.
Who draws the...
I think he's a great guy. I have no fucking idea. Right,
Far Side. Scott Adams is this asshole.
And Scott Larson is indeed a great guy.
He's a good dude. Yeah.
He's a great... Yeah, good dude.
What's up, Scott?
Right.
Elsewhere in the news, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon.
You know, my friend Scott Larson one told... said this.
I know him too.
Yes. Well, our friend Scott once said to me, he's like, he was trying to describe something to me. He's like, he ever goes like, you know, like when you do an HTML and you get so like deep in the code, you just kind of get lost. And I was like, I don't know what you mean. I don't know what that means.
We've got, this is, I don't know. This is Fox News. This is just something I saw. On Fox News, there was a pundit, who said, let me see if I have, is this the whole segment? Oh, no, here we go.
Larry Kudlow addressing the Republican convention last night. Kudlow laying out President Trump's second term plan for the economy, saying Americans can expect to see more tax cuts. Let's bring in Charles Payne, host of Making Money with Charles Payne on the Fox Business Network. So there was Larry making his address to the nation last night. As we listened to him at the RNC, Charles, what did you think of that message? Are they effectively saying we can bring this economy back to where it was pre-pandemic?
I think he was saying that we could bring it back and keep it moving because where we were pre-pandemic, while it was amazing, I think we were still on the way up. I believe we were still evolving. And you know,
blah 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes on to say, let me see. She says about Biden.
Yes.
He goes on to say they have a simple choice because. That's Sandra Smith, the host.
Yes.
He's not raising taxes for anybody making less than $400,000 a year. Biden says.
Okay.
So who's going to win that debate? And Payne says, Biden and President Obama said the same thing in 2008. By the way, 400,000 isn't what it used to be.
God. God. 400,000 isn't what it used to be.
Yeah.
Meaning like...
So...
Gosh.
Taxing people starting at 400,000 and taxing people more is really hurting the poor the poorer people who make 400,000 a year. 400,000 is what it used to be.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh, tell me about it. All these zeros are meaningless. It's not what it used to be.
And then later, he seemed to know what the fuck he said, because he goes, well, $400,000, again, it's a lot of money, but by the same token, but...
What is his lifestyle?
It's going to hurt the progress that we've made, and the progress most of us want to make.
What is your lifestyle when $400,000 isn't what it was used to be? What are you doing?
Right.
What are your bills?
$400,000 isn't what it used to be, you know.
Even if you're horrible with your money... Surely you would at least scoot by. How bad can you fucking fuck up? I don't know. Jeez.
So there you go. Fox News, everybody.
Yeah, ask Trump.
$400,000 is just as what it used to be. You
can't... Ask Trump. How bad can you fuck up with your money?
Oh, yeah.
Ask Donald Trump.
Yeah, just wait.
I mean, I think historically, he's fucked up. He's lost more money than... A lot of people, right? Isn't that stat out there that, like, the amount of years he, like, reported some insane loss that...
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and he's lost a lot of money at real estate. Is that not true?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, he should have a fuck of a lot more money. If he just... Remember they said that if he had just put the whatever couple hundred million daddy left him?
Yeah.
In a simple... A savings account making 4% a year, he'd have more
than
he allegedly has.
This doesn't make sense. This is a guy that wrote The Art of the Deal.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't write that. Somebody else wrote
right.
That. Okay. Shit.
Tony Schwartz wrote that.
Yeah. I mean, he's a great businessman.
No, he's not.
Wait. That's why you elected him, because he's racist, though, right? Because that's the only thing left, right? He's racist.
So, I don't know. The first part isn't shocking. I'm actually shocked that they pulled the speaker last night.
Yes.
This Marianne Mendoza. This happened
Mendoza.
Shortly after the show. This news was breaking. That one of the speakers, an angel mom, which means, I think, a woman killed by a rampaging brown person.
Right.
That was an illegal.
Yes.
And horrible.
Yeah.
But a ridiculous, she's being used as a ridiculous prop. It's not a significant problem that the illegals are running around killing people.
Yes.
That we need to have a subset of humans
that
are victims to illegals.
No.
It's just not true.
No, in fact, like I've correct me if I'm wrong. We did a story earlier today about a guy that shot some people.
He's a victim, Ryan. He was protecting property and himself. And there was a black guy that was nearby that may have had a gun in his hand.
But he's an undocumented person, right?
Who?
The guy that we're talking about. Oh, no, he's white.
17-year-old white kid from Antioch, Illinois?
Right. I mean, it's not really these undocumented people that are the problem.
On one of the speakers for the second night of the RNC was pulled from the program at the last minute. After the Daily Beast found a tweet from her earlier in the day. Earlier in the day. This wasn't... They didn't go mining back to 2010.
Yeah.
She tweeted this yesterday.
Oh, shit.
Urging her followers to investigate a thread. Do yourself a favor and read this thread, she tweeted.
Uh-oh.
She's a member of Trump campaign's advisory board.
Oh, shit, yeah.
She's got over 40,000 followers on the Twitter.
Fuck, yeah.
She's an angel mom scheduled to speak last night about her son's 2014 death at the hands of a drunk driver who was in the country illegally.
Ooh.
But they canceled her speech.
Yes.
Hours earlier, she linked to a lengthy thread from a QAnon conspiracy theorist.
Oh, yes.
In the thread, he laid out a fevered anti-Semitic view of the world.
Uh-oh.
Saying the Rothschilds, famous Jewish banking family from Germany, created a plot to terrorize the non-Jewish goyim with purported details of their scheme that included plans to make the goyim destroy each other.
Okay.
And to rob the goyim of their landed properties.
Why didn't they let her speak?
Well, exactly.
I mean, this is weird, though. Like, they believe this shit, though. Some of them, right?
This is the Daily Beast, again, from which I read. Drawing on more than a century's worth of anti-Semitic hoaxes and smears, the thread that she retweeted claimed that malevolent Jewish forces in the banking industry are out to enslave non-Jews and promote world wars.
Wow.
The thread was riddled with QAnon references.
Oh, yes, please. More.
From user, I'm not going to say the name of the user, claiming that the Titanic had been sunk to protect the Federal Reserve. They're going all the way back to 1910 or whatever the fuck.
Oh, my God. How do you, I've never even heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a theory, people?
Because there were some people on the, didn't some Rothschilds die, maybe?
I have no idea.
I thought some, like, important people died
on that. Right, I just know.
Not many.
Leonardo DiCaprio passed away on that one.
There was room on that board.
Oh, yeah, saying. Yeah. That's true.
It says they claim every press, this thread also claims every president between John F. Kennedy and Trump has been a slave president in under the thrall of the global Jewish cabal.
Global Jewish cabal.
The thread also promoted the protocols of the Elders of Zion, an anti-Semitic hoax popular in Nazi Germany, claiming that about a Jewish plot to control the world.
This close from addressing the RNC, this fucking close. Nearly made it.
Hours away.
Oh, my God.
The thread that she retweeted said, the protocols of the Elders of Zion is not a fabrication. It certainly is not anti-Semitic, spelled wrong, to point out this fact.
Does anyone in the RNC or whatever the fuck, I mean, you caught it right before, I guess, but... I mean, do you look into these people at all? I mean, do you? This person's nuts.
After the Daily Beast published the article, she deleted the tweet, tweeted an apology, said she didn't pay attention to the intent of the whole thread.
What? Okay. Why retweet it then? What?
Even though she she retweeted it and said, you need to read this thread.
You should look into this.
Yes.
You should look into this fucking insanity. Look for me later on tonight at the RNC.
She tweeted, that does not reflect my feelings or personal thoughts whatsoever.
You said in a tweet, you should look into this.
Right.
What else did you mean?
The Daily Beast says,
your intent.
The episode is just the latest example of a convention speaker with a checkered background.
God damn.
Public school teacher Rebecca Friedrichs, who spoke on Monday, has in the past claimed that public schools use their curricula to groom children for sexual predators.
Oh, my God.
On Tuesday, Vice reported that anti-abortion activist and convention speaker Abby Johnson has praised the idea of police racially profiling her biracial son. That was awful. Did you hear that?
No.
She has an adopted biracial son, and she said, you know, I believe the police should profile because statistically, my biracial son is more likely to commit a crime. Not saying more likely to be profiled to commit a crime.
She said
her adopted biracial son is statistically more likely because he's brown. He's got some of that Negro seed, that demon semen inside of him.
How old is her son?
I don't know.
I mean, at some point...
He should be removed from that house.
Yeah, he's going to be like, hey, mommy.
She says, statistically, my brown son is more likely to commit a violent offense over my white sons. Quote.
Holy shit. That poor kid. That poor kid is going to see that tweet.
What a horrific monster.
That poor kid is going to know his mom said that. I mean, God. What the fuck, dude?
It said the tweet, Mendoza's tweet urging her followers to check out the anti-Semitic thread came on the eve of her Republican convention appearance.
Right.
The thread includes extensive anti-Semitism references to QAnon. It also alleges that Hillary Clinton is, quote, a satanic high priestess. And that Barack
Obama. go ahead.
And that Barack Obama's Washington home smells like sulfur.
If so, what then? What is the why? What does that mean?
Oh, well, here.
Okay.
Which is a reference to the idea, popular with InfoWars host Alex Jones, that Obama somehow smells like sulfur because he's connected to the devil and hell.
Bam, baby. Bam. Obama, Hillary, Satan.
Boom.
Bam, bam, bam. Why is, I mean, you know, how do you know? I just want to say, okay, let's say Hillary's satanic. How do you know she's a high priestess, though? Do you know her rank?
Somebody must be squealing.
Can we confirm that she's a high priestess and not like a grand kliegel or something?
If she would come on the show, we'll ask her that.
And Obama is what?
Obama smells like sulfur.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His whole house does.
Okay. That means that nice,
jeez,
rich people neighborhood in Washington, yes, D.C. that he moved into has now been polluted by the smell of sulfur from the black people. More racism.
You know, it's like,
my God.
We really do live in a crazy place. We live in
crazy time.
I mean, we have all these resources, but yet our country is by far the worst with coronavirus. That's how crazy we are.
Right. And we're barely talking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's true. I mean, it's there, right? We still have lots of cases.
Oh, yeah, sure.
How is that? How is that no one's talking about it here.
Let's see, New York City to defy guidance and continue quarantines.
Yes.
COVID-wrecked Mexico struggles to get in shape.
Wait. Defy guidance, meaning New York City still thinks they need to quarantine and they're getting guidance saying that they should not.
New York will continue mandatory quarantines despite the CDC's changing guidance. The CDC is being poisoned by Trump because the CDC also came out. A CDC abruptly changes position on when to get tested. This is Trump telling people, this is Trump trying to figure out how to give us less tests, because then there'll be less virus.
Right. This is insane. This is crazy.
After weeks of encouraging people to get tested if they may have been exposed to COVID, now the CDC has abruptly changed their course and saying, well, you know, that might not be necessary.
Why would they be against that?
Change in guidance, while voluntary, could dramatically decrease the number of tests conducted in the U.S. at a time when public health officials have said they are seriously concerned about young people without symptoms transmitting the virus.
You know, and I guess, what the fuck does Donald Trump give a shit? Why would he care?
Doesn't. Medical professionals and public health experts swiftly pushed back, calling the move baffling and dangerous because it would reduce the country's visibility on the virus ahead of flu season. They're worried about stuff amping up for flu season, and Trump is trying to lower the amount of testing.
Okay.
Because he thinks the number makes him look bad. And that goes all the way back to, remember the boat, the ship.
Right.
That he didn't want to allow the COVID people off of the ship, because that would have made his number 15 into like 60. And he's like, it's going to make our numbers look bad.
You know, I'm no virologist or epidemiologist. I don't know who would speak to this. Certainly not our president. But like, it would seem to me if you'd want more testing to find out who has COVID so you could treat it and test people, do some contact tracing, and get a handle on it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you really can't ignore.
Why do you hate freedom?
I do, Jesus. right. I mean, it's just, I don't understand. Like, how can, like, he wants to have a vaccine, right? Don't you think the vaccine would be more effective if we were doing something to mitigate the virus? Right?
He wants to be able to announce a vaccine before the election because he wants to be the white knight.
That doesn't have anything to do with science.
Riding on a really big, strong-backed horse to to come in and save the world.
Why are we allowed to why is this country being forced to deal with this fucking guy? This is not fair.
A person who works with the White House Coronavirus Task Force told ABC News that, quote, the people in the trenches are horrified by this. This is the new CDC announcement.
Okay.
It gives the impression that asymptomatic people cannot transmit the disease, which is not true. Community spread is driven by asymptomatic people.
Okay.
You're not sick, so you go out and spread it. You don't know you're spreading it.
Well, of course. That makes perfect sense.
That's
what you hear from people here that have been in the hospital with this shit, and what nurses and doctors are saying about this area. There's a fuck ton of asymptomatic people here. A fuck ton.
Trump administration's testing coordinator, Admiral Brett Giroir, G-I-R-O-I-R.
Okay.
Giroir. It's pronounced Throckmorton. said that. Where's that?
Is this the guy Trump appointed? Or is this a guy that's been?
Yes, this is a Trumpist because he's saying there was no direction. There's nothing political involved in this decision. this is a clarification.
Oh, thanks for clarifying that, Roar. I appreciate it. I feel better. Shelby, do you feel better?
Do you feel better, Shelby? She's got her Kong toy now.
Okay.
She's a little busy.
She didn't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Right. Boy.
Kissing cousin. Hey, hey. There's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the Bible says the problem with marrying first cousin.
Right. So this guy's saying, what is Guar saying? What was his point? That we shouldn't worry about community spread or something?
No, he's saying that they were worried about testing too much, providing a false sense of security that some people have after getting a negative test result.
That is, I don't understand that.
None of it makes sense.
So he's saying the way testing is going, there's so many false positives or false negatives that we don't want to give
the new guidance directly contradicts what CDC director Robert Redfield said last month. Anyone who thinks they may be infected independent of symptoms should get a test.
Okay. Now that makes sense, right?
But right.
Right. But that is different than what is now, correct?
Now that he is declining to comment or confirm that he supports the new guidance, and the CDC is referring all questions to HHS.
Okay.
Health and Human Services.
Okay. So, okay. Well, we are never going to get over this shit. We're fucked. You know, I'm going to vote blue in November. God!
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said on a conference call today with reporters that the reversal from CDC strains credulity. The only plausible rationale is that they want fewer people taking tests, he said.
And you know, it's going to be a lot longer before we're through this because of this fucking shit, man. What? Who wants?
Well, right, and they're shooting themselves in their guts.
Why?
Because the only way the economy is going to come back is when the COVID is gone.
You know, or manageable. I have to assume I have to assume there are people who are the deciders at the top, and I'm going to sound very cynical, that are maybe connected to the pharmaceutical company.
Come on.
And maybe, I don't know, right?
Come on.
Maybe they have some stake in a vaccine, like the MyPillow guy, for some reason, some company that specializes in poisonous flowers is like, I need you to go on TV and tell people that this poisonous flower is a realistic treatment for COVID or something, right? Right?
Yeah.
What am I missing? Am I missing something?
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. We're fucked. There you go.
Oh, good news, I guess.
Okay.
If you're Jeff Bezos.
Oh.
He's now the first person to pass $200 billion of worth.
Okay. We need to take his shit. I mean, come on. What are we doing? This is insane. We're all sitting here just dying of this shit. Let's go take
As their. Amazon stock continues a steady climb.
God, let's go take their shit. What the fuck are we doing? Oh my God, they barely want to give people $1,200. Not regularly, just here's $1,200. You're fine.
For comparison, Bezos is personally worth more than the companies Nike, McDonald's, and Pepsi.
Fuck you, Jeff. Go fuck yourself. Fuck. By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you spend, we get a big fat fucking chuck of.
Help Jeff Bezos and us.
God. Where do we take? How do you?
I hope he'll be okay.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
In the upcoming depression, he'll be fine.
He's part. You know, we did that story. That story about the rich 1%ers. They get to fly on private jets.
Oh yeah.
They go to parties. They take a 15-minute, COVID test. It's a good test, the best test. And then they get to have their orgies, and then teleport back to their little fuck homes. Meanwhile, it's hurricane season. Go fuck yourself. This is a category 5.
Let's see. We've got.
Jeez, I mean, you think Jesus would do something for Texas? You know what I mean? Like, really? A category 5, you piece of shit? Really? We're in the middle of COVID.
All right. Here is, I don't know, you want a little more of Trump's America?
Quick question. Oh, yes, of course, but quick question.
Sure.
Have we had any kind of asshole pastor suggest that butt fucking has caused this category 5? We don't have that yet.
Oh, I'm going to say yes, but we don't have it yet. Okay. Of course someone has said that. Oh, let's do this story. Let's get Ryan yelling. While we're talking about the virus.
God.
Headline, CNN travel, cruise trips are back. Here is what they look like now, it says.
George Takei is doing a cruise. He's doing one of these cruises.
A Star Trek cruise.
Like in 2022 or something.
Oh, well, that's a couple of years from now. He'll be fine.
He's old, man. Why would you go on a boat?
Well, it's going to be 2 years.
Damn. What the fuck, man? God. Who's going on a cruise? Who would go on a cruise?
Well, this is in Europe. This story starts in Genoa.
Yes.
Boarding in Genoa for a 7-day Mediterranean cruise.
Yes.
Valeria Ballardi prepared herself for a voyage like no other. She was one of some 3,000... cruisers on board the MSC Grandiosa, the first cruise liner to return to the Mediterranean after the global shutdown
of
the multi-billion-dollar cruise industry.
I'm vomiting.
The voyage was characterized by COVID testing, social distancing, hand sanitizing, and temperature checks, but she says was also relaxing and enjoyable.
Yes. Oh, I bet. Boy.
And reportedly, thus far, virus-free.
You would have to shove 18 million pounds of Xanax up my asshole. I could not relax on this boat for one fucking second.
They say they wouldn't confirm exact numbers, but the Grandiosa was operating at about 60% of its 6,300 passenger capacity.
But you know, that you got a whole like community of people have to work on this motherfucker, you know?
Oh, hundreds.
You know what's gross to me?
Performers. There's probably a comedian.
Right. Absolutely.
Doing a clean show and a dirty show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it definitely is. I mean, just get a comic somewhere from Vegas who's a, you know, anti-science. They're going to vote for Jill Stein or...
You can make a shit ton of money, though.
Oh, yeah. Cruise ships. Yeah.
As a performer. they have day trips, including sightseeing, or they had day trips, including sightseeing in Valletta, in Malta, in Palermo. Palermo's awesome.
Right. Right.
Tried driving there. It was really, yeah. I lost my mind.
Boy. Are you sad you weren't cruising at that point?
When I was leaving Rome to go to the airport, we had a driver that we had like pre-hired. And we were going to the airport and the driver was like, "Oh, you're going to Sicily?" And we said, "Yeah, I went to Palermo." And she said, "You're not driving there, are you?" And I was like, "Yeah,
yeah.
I got a rental car." And she goes, "Oh." She goes, it's very different down there. Is red light, green light, stop sign. Nobody cares. Is democracy. It's like you all get to an intersection.
Everybody's partying.
You all get to an intersection and you just vote on who's going to go
Fuck
through.
Fuck yes. Fuck yes, baby.
And that was literal. Like one way streets. She neglected to let me know. They don't care.
They don't give a fuck.
Nope. I had to back down. I had to back down the street one time because there were like four cars coming the wrong way.
That's not reasonable, though.
Down a one. Well, it's democracy, man.
God damn.
The Italians are fun.
Jesus Christ.
Amazing. The thing about
But see, you're talking about all these adventures you had in Palermo. If you were cruising, the majority of your time would be on the boat.
That's why I've never done a cruise because I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't. If I want to sit my ass in a casino and get drunk while I'm giving them all my money, I can go to Vegas or Atlantic City.
Well, I went on a cruise and
or an Indian casino an hour away.
Right.
In Mississippi.
I think it's American Indian casino.
You can say Indian.
Oh, can you? I didn't know. You know, the casino and the cruise is the most interesting thing to me because my first day on the cruise, the casino was packed. I mean, just packed. Everybody's just throwing money around. And the last day on the cruise, it's probably the safest place to be social distancing wise because nobody's there because they're out of money.
Okay.
And they're all sad and they're upset. And by this time, probably some of them are probably starting to present their signs that they've caught COVID now. Great. What a party. Oh, I can't wait. God.
Says while on board, they enjoyed prepackaged snacks on the deck, relaxing evenings by the pool, and a trip to the spa.
What?
She says, I think cruises could be the safest holiday right now.
Oh, meet me in the steam room.
Meanwhile,
please.
Even here, the CDC has extended a no-sail order.
Even here.
Banning cruising around American waters until at least next month.
Wow. What pussies. Jesus, even here. You have to say even here is crazy.
Major operators, including Princess Cruises, have also canceled sailings in regions outside the United States, including Asia, the Caribbean, South America, and Antarctica.
Okay, chilly.
Cruising in Antarctica.
Well, you see whales.
That'd be cool, yeah.
See whales. You can see oil rigs and things like that soon. Trump gets his way.
The only one I've heard that is kind of really cool is the Alaska one.
Shit, yes, Pat.
That's not that long. It's it's like you leave Seattle and you're 3 or 4 days up.
You know, my
Alaska
brother coast. Told me that in his town, his little town up there in Talkeetna, he said when during the tourist season, when the cruise ship people come in, you never shake their hands. You know, he's like, that's the only everybody else will see you can shake their hands, but not these gross cruise motherfuckers.
Even then.
Yeah, not anymore. You gotta pet the whole get up, man.
It says smaller cruise lines across Europe have restarted operations with varying results. Earlier this month, 41 crew and 21 guests tested positive for the COVID after sailing on a small Norwegian cruise ship.
Say that number one more time.
41 crew.
Oh.
21 guests. So the crew are fucked more.
We aren't taking this seriously. God damn it, man. You can't fucking cruise. We can't do shit until we are done with the coronavirus. It's not political. It's not anything but fucking science. Nobody wants to go out anywhere or do anything when you can get this fucking shit. So we have to do whatever you got to do to get rid of this fucking shit. And then we can get on with our fucking lives. What in the fuck? God, but we're not going to.
There might be some yelling with
this
story.
We're not going to.
Yeah.
You know why? Because we're babies that believe in QAnon and we're racist and we're stupid and we're fuckers. And we don't. And we don't. When we don't get our dumbass anti-science fuck stick way, we don't want to wear your fucking mask at the Circle K. Fuck you. My God.
According to Forbes,
yeah,
not only has Trump not, this is a story from this morning, not only has Trump not donated any of his own money to his own campaign.
Oh, I saw this. Oh, I love this.
He seems to have now moved $2.3 million of contributions from other people into his private companies.
You know, somebody made the joke that
this is through all the shit that he makes people buy, all the lodging
right
at Mar-a-Lago, all the, yes, the trips to when he made Mikey Pence go to that. Go to Turnberry in Ireland or something.
You know, someone out there tweeted, it was funny, that I've watched enough Ozarks to know this sounds like money laundering.
Right, right.
This sounds like money laundering, right? He's stealing money from his campaign and stealing it. There's no other way. He's stealing the money from his campaign.
It says the most recent expenses look familiar. The president accepted $38,000 in rent last month through Trump Tower Commercial, LLC, the entity that owns his Fifth Avenue skyscraper. Since he took office, his campaign has paid that company $1.5 million more than any other property in the Trump empire.
Yay! Did you see the thing about the kiosk? That there's a kiosk at the, yes, bottom of one of these fucking buildings that we...
More money went to Trump Restaurants LLC, another company. Those payments may be connected to a kiosk in the basement, oh, of Trump Tower that sells campaign memorabilia. However, it's hard to imagine the kiosk has been doing this much business amidst the coronavirus crisis, but the campaign is continuing to pay its rent of $3,000 per month for the kiosk.
Is that a good deal for a kiosk in a mall? I mean, that's...
Trump, you know, Restaurants LLC has received $117,000.
A kiosk in a mall that is it even open? Is it open?
Trump Hotel Collection, in which Trump owns a 100% interest.
Oh, 100%.
Received another $1,000 in July. The campaign has paid Trump Hotel Properties $226,000.
Wait.
Since inauguration day. This is the campaign. This does not count what they pay. God.
Like the Secret Service to rent golf carts.
It does not count any of that.
And also, what about, well, I guess it's a different thing. The World Cup, or what is it going to? Not the World Cup, the PGA thing.
He wanted the British Open.
The British Open, yeah. That.
What about that?
Well, that's kind of a different thing, right? That's a similar thing, right?
Yeah, he was trying to get the ambassador to convince.
Yeah, that's a different.
The leader of a different country to let him have the biggest golf tournament in their country.
That's a different thing.
His shitty golf course.
That's a different thing, but that's illegal. Just like this is illegal, right? That you're, both things are illegal.
I don't know about illegal, but unethical.
Yeah. Is it an illegal, though, to funnel campaign dollars into businesses that you have a 100% ownership?
But as president, there's a lot of leeway, and it might just be impeachable, but we know how that would go.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well.
Oh, suspect in Kenosha shooting sat in the front row of a Trump rally in January.
Oh, yes. Of course. Boy.
We're all amazed that he's a Trump fan.
Jeez, I thought he'd have some I'm riding with Biden swag or something like that.
Yeah, wearing a pussy hat walking down
absolutely. He's in a wacko militia. And he's 17 fucking years old, man.
Great job, parents. Great
job.
Yeah,
that's a fail, right?
I'm sure they're big libs.
You don't think
way
like
into openness and Black Lives Matter.
It's not a family tie situation.
I would be amazed if it were. I think the parents of a 17-year-old would have to have a say over whether said 17-year-old can have an AR-15.
Yeah, you know what wouldn't work? That show wouldn't work today. Family Ties would not work today because Alex P. Keaton would be a Trumpalo with fuck tons of guns.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
And you, it would be the tough thing. I remember watching Family Ties, and, you know, God. Was that show the biggest piece of right-wing nut job propaganda ever foisted upon me? That show. Because
Family Ties?
I like that show. I
thought
like
they
that
made
show,
fun of him.
The main guy is a Republican.
But they made fun of him.
Yeah, they did. And he would have a come to Jesus moment.
Right. Yeah. He was always like his bullshit was always called out, and then later on he would
He wasn't a proud boy, or whatever, but he was like
Archie Bunker, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
But
I feel better about that show.
Okay.
But he wasn't a proud boy.
You don't have to hate on
But it wouldn't work ties. Now. But it wouldn't work now. Family Ties wouldn't work now. It wouldn't work.
Yeah, I don't know what would work these days. It's the comedy business is very different.
A reboot of The Cosby Show would be real tough.
With the original cast, it would be, right.
Well, not all, everybody.
It would have to be like Arrested Development, where that whole season, the dad was literally on giving video conferences from jail because he may have committed some light treason. If you remember that great line, I may have committed some light treason.
Someone pitched that show. They're like, it's like The Cosby Show meets Arrested Development.
We got a couple minutes left here in the big show. We do this every 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific.
Jeebus.
We'll be back here tomorrow.
Okay. Tomorrow.
I did the Stormy Daniels.
Right. Just pay her cash.
Here. This is unsurprising.
Yes.
Positive drug tests among U.S. workers reach highest level in 16 years.
Okay. Highest level in 16 years.
The percentage of working Americans testing positive for drugs climbed last year, particularly for marijuana. This is before the COVID.
Oh, shit.
According to a new report, indicating employee drug use is on the rise, just as the coronavirus pandemic created new stresses.
Well, hey, listen, if you know what, we have to do some things in society. If you want people to stop using drugs and stop drinking, then... I don't know. Things have to
get Donald Trump out of.
Yeah, I mean, God, what the fuck
start.
Do you want? God.
Well, and legalize marijuana.
Absolutely.
And stop drug testing for marijuana, which can show up in your system weeks later after you have one fucking joint and you're going to fire somebody because they have a piss test that showed they're positive for THC. Days or weeks after.
You know, if I was in charge right now, I would have that UBI and everybody would stay home and not go anywhere. And there would be mandatory weed. Everyone would have to get
mandatory.
Stoned. I don't want anyone going anywhere. You don't have to go anywhere. You get a food delivery. You know, you get food delivery. Everything comes to your house. You got the UBI, And your mandatory, ounce you have to smoke every week.
Oh, right.
So, I don't know how you would. You have to fail your. Passing a drug test would mean a different thing.
Right.
It has to show up significantly.
Yeah, there has to be a way to. That was one of the things they're like, well, what are we going to do? How are we going to? It's not our problem.
Yeah.
How are you going to test if I'm
really high as fuck right now.
Yeah, it's
for marijuana.
It's a legal thing for me to put in my fucking body.
And shouldn't be driving, right? You got to figure out a better test, bitch.
No one should be driving.
Right.
No one should be driving. Look at the number of accidents and shit.
Well, you mean in general?
No, fuck no.
What do you
we
mean?
We are shit. What? You just did the thing. He just talked about driving in Italy and how dangerous it was.
That was fun, right?
What? Human beings shouldn't be driving.
It wasn't like a Bond film driving through the streets of Palermo. We were like bumper to bumper and a lot of yelling and gesturing.
Here's what we need. We need a UBI. Everybody needs to live in little pod communities. And the more healthy your pod community is, the larger area you're allowed to travel in.
Okay.
And there are also pod cars that we're allowed to be in. And if you're in area...
Uniforms?
You know, yeah.
No.
And we have no Nazi... There's no Nazi bullshit! No! There's no... No Nazi.
Oh dear God!
Nobody's allowed to watch Roseanne either. Fuck that shit.
Even the new Roseanne-less Roseanne?
No, the old Roseanne.
The
fine.
Connors.
The old Roseanne fine. The new Roseanne no.
But she's gone.
That was propaganda, man. That was propaganda. She died.
She's off. They kicked her off the show after she said that Valerie Jarrett looked like she should be in Planet of the Apes.
Oh my God.
Remember that?
Oh my God.
Remember that? And then she came out with
holy
that crazy
shit.
Video where she was yelling said, "I didn't know the bitch was black."
Right.
You're canceled. Quote. That's a quote.
Well, you're canceled. And by the way, I'm gonna have a ministry of cancel culture.
I didn't know.
I'm gonna have a director of cancel culture. And it's gonna be great.
You mean like Trump with Goodyear?
Yeah. I'm gonna cancel shit if you're a dickhead. Mel Gibson, congratulations. You're canceled. No more shit for you. Sorry. Who do you want to cancel? Who are we canceling?
Well, all the Trumps.
Oh, yeah. Donald's canceled. Eric, I'm sorry you're canceled.
And I think we get Mother's Husband tonight. The big,
Mike Pence.
Big effervescent speech from...
Oh, shit.
We're all looking forward to the speech
God
from...
God damn it.
From Mike Pence.
I left the graduated crystal cylinder in my anus.
I wonder if Mother will be in the sidelines somewhere.
Absolutely. He's probably got like a collar or something. Whenever he fucks up, he gets buzzed by Karen. You know, he gets shocked. Rectally.
Ooh.
That's incentivized me.
Leaders and fighters for freedom and liberty and the American dream.
The best is yet to come.
I saw some horrible, I just want to say online, hilarious, but just horrible things. Horrible things about Kimberly Guilfoyle.
And Melania. Last night was Melania's speech, which was neck snappingly crazy.
One? Was that an Nancy Reagan or?
I mean, she talked about like civility, everything that is just so accusing the other side of what you're doing, kind of thing. She's talking about gossip and shit like that, and smears and civility.
Did David Lynch write it? Speech.
She, probably Michelle Obama parts, I guess.
Yeah. The Dilbert Dilbert guy wrote it, was also in on the writing.
Dilbert guy.
Jesus, that guy is fucking crazy, man.
I'll play more of him tomorrow. It goes on for 7 minutes.
Oh my God.
I only played three of the reasons, right?
Damn,
two or three of the reasons.
Don't you have to draw like Dilbert doing shit that makes him marginally empathetic or something? That must be hard for you. That must be hard for him, right? Does Dilbert come off as an empathetic character? I mean,
I guess, right? The beleaguered everyman who's...
I'm going to look at it differently now.
As everything's going crazy around him.
I'm looking at Dilbert a lot differently.
I think everybody probably is. So yeah, Melania had her
She was great,
her moment.
She did great. Good job.
We saw the brand new Rose Garden.
Yes.
Which is boring and and very stark.
Yes.
They took out the really nice trees that were in there and all of the color. There were like all kinds of very colorful tulips all the time and everything. And now it's like this real muted white, this dull light blue. This it's just so I saw a Soviet was one of the terms I saw it described as. It's like very, very Soviet Union, very Eastern Bloc, stark, cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, she does. She has been with Donald sexually, and I don't know what that would do to how you see the world.
Man.
I mean, it's
guerrilla fighting. Yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military, like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you studied military history. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internets. At Radar Comedy on the Instagram, on the Twitter, on the Facebook, and RadarComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Hang in there, everyone.
Massages.
What should I play?
Right wing and bitter clinging proud clingers of our guns, our God, our in our religions, in our Constitution tell us that we're not red enough. Yeah, coming from the establishment, right?
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.